Somewhere around here, I actually have Ursinus's commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism. So the Heidelberg Catechism was commissioned by Frederick III, who desired that his people, the people of his realm, would understand the Bible. They had to deal with, during this time, the rule was the religion of the prince was the religion of the people. And so if the prince of an area was Roman Catholic, all the people were Roman Catholic. And if the prince was Lutheran, everybody was Lutheran. And if the prince was Reformed, then everybody was Reformed. And if the prince dies and his son or somebody else takes over, guess what? Whatever the religion of the prince is, the religion of the people. And so the people went through in this period, in this place in Germany, went from being Roman Catholic to Lutheran to whatever, and now they're Reformed, or at least the prince is Reformed. And so Frederick III, Elector Frederick, desired the people to understand the Bible rather than following the religion of the prince. And so he called together at least two men. One was the chief theologian of the seminary that he had established there to train pastors. And he also chose the chief preacher in the church there in the city of Heidelberg. And the two of them, plus others, I believe, constructed and brought together and wrote this catechism. And so we have actually, Ursinus was the theologian, we have his commentary on the Heidelberg Catechism. So let's hear for a moment what the message of the catechism, as far as he understood it. Ursinus writes, concerning the first question, what is your only comfort in life and in death? The question of comfort is placed and treated first because it embodies the design and substance of the catechism. The design is that we may be led to the attainment of sure and solid comfort, both in life and in death. On this account, all divine truth has been revealed by God and is especially to be studied by us. The substance of this comfort consists in this, that we are engrafted into Christ by faith, that through him we are reconciled to and beloved of God, that thus he may care for and save us eternally. And he goes on to write, a comfort consisting of the assurance of the free remission of sin, of reconciliation with God, by and on account of Christ, and a certain expectation of eternal life, impressed upon the heart by the Holy Spirit through the gospel, so that we have no doubt but that we are the property of Christ and are beloved of God for his sake, and saved forever, according to the declaration of the Apostle Paul, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, etc.? What is the answer to the question, what is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and death, am not my own. I don't belong to me. It's not about me. What does it say? But I belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the catechism. I belong to Jesus. That's the message of the Bible, in a sense. We talked about in Sunday school the idea of covenant relationship. That's what this is talking about. I have a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. He's my Lord, and I'm his servant. I'm his child. I belong to Jesus. And so because I belong to Jesus, what are the things that entails? What does it say? It says, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins. My sins are washed away because of Jesus, and I belong to Jesus. Secondly, he has delivered me from all the power of the devil. I am no longer in darkness. I am no longer a child of wrath. I am now a child of God. I have been reconciled to God. I am in the kingdom of the Son of his love. Furthermore, he so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Yes, that all things must be subservient or work together for my salvation. Sanctification. the work of the Spirit, and he'll talk about that in a moment, but that all things are working together for his glory and my good. Without the will of my Father in heaven, my Heavenly Father. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me sincerely willing or ready henceforth to live unto him. Notice that. The comfort that we have is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are ours. The essence of the covenant in the Old Testament is, I will be your God. I am your God, and you are my people. In the New Testament, I am your Father, and you are my sons and daughters. Okay? That relationship. That is the great comfort that we have with God, that comfort that comes through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen.